Welcome again to A Little Grace to Grow, and today we're going to look at Psalms 23, verse 4, the Shepherd's Psalm. And this, too, is a very familiar passage of Scripture. We often quote it at funerals, and certainly when we're going through a deep crisis. I'm going to read Psalms 23, verse 4, but I want to give you the title first, and the title is going to seem contradictory. The title of this devotion is A Better Life. I didn't say your best life now, I just said a better life. So the scripture says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy God, or thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." So the verse entitled to this devotion may seem contradictory, but the truth is there is only one reason the good shepherd would lead his sheep through such a difficult and dangerous valley. You may be asking, how is that valley a better life? The reason for this path is to bring his, the reason for the valley, the reason the shepherd brings his sheep through the valley is to bring them into better pastures. Better pastures make for healthier and happier sheep. The Lord God often takes his sheep through the dark valley without their permission, for the purpose of their perfection. It may be through a great crisis at home or at work, whatever it is, when all is said and done, if it puts you in a position to help you deny the flesh and feed your faith, it's going to be okay. Remember Joseph. He was betrayed by his brothers, given up for dead, sold into slavery, and cast into prison. He certainly experienced the valley of the shadow of death, but the Lord was with him. When he finally came out of the valley, he entered the palace with the privileges of a king. You may feel like you're going through that valley right now, but just remember the Lord is with you. His rod and his staff are instruments to guide and protect the sheep. The Lord has given us his word and his spirit to guide and protect. During your journey in the valley, remember, you will only experience the shadow of death. You've never been hurt by a shadow. For the believer, death has lost its sting and power. We only have to deal with the shadow. I believe it is possible to rejoice in this valley because you know that it will not last forever. When you're through this valley, you will be in a better location and have a better life. James 1:2 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or trials." The valley of the shadow of death is where you deny the sinful, hurtful appetites of the flesh and feed the more noble appetites of the spirit. The result is you bring your body under subjection to God's spirit. Christian, you can choose to do this and you will benefit from this. This self-denial will help your waistline and communication skills and relationships. It will keep you focused on your schedule. Self-denial will improve you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, socially, and financially. It could. If you desire the better life, then walk through the valley of dying to self. It won't kill you. You have nothing to fear and everything to gain. Be sure when you take the journey that you look to the shepherd of your soul to guide you. Anyone who has enjoyed success in the professional world has had to exercise self-denial. Did you choose to wear the clothes you have on today? Did you choose what you ate today? Did you choose what you spent this week? Do you believe if you chose to be more frugal with your money, you would have more? Do you believe if you ate better and exercised, you would be healthier? If so, then do it. Enjoy a better life in the Lord. Zig Ziglar made a statement, and I may have mentioned this in an earlier podcast, but I love it. As he would introduce himself and intro his subject matter to a crowd, Zig Ziglar would look out at the crowd and he would say, How many of you people believe that you could make one decision today that would absolutely destroy your life? Just one decision. How many of you believe that? Well, everybody, he said, raise your hand. Everybody raised their hand. I mean, that's easy. It's easy to think about one decision that would destroy our life. And then he looked at him again. He paused and he said, If you can make one decision that would destroy your life, don't you believe that you could make one decision that could transform your life and improve your life? Just one. And that'd be his challenge. My challenge for you, my friend, is to remember, if you're going through a trial right now, look to the Lord. Do what's right. Cleave to him. If you're not going through the trial, listen, we still, as Christians, have to learn to die to self. We can walk through the valley of the shadow of death in a sense that we know the shepherd's with us. And the only thing that's dying is the nonsense from us, our bad behavior, our greed, our envy, our bitterness, our pride, our covetousness. Oh, put it on the cross. Well, God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, the Lord is with you.